big, so about this big, with a handle on, made of cedar, sometimes that you keep water in. What did you used to call that?
Jug.
It would be made out of wood, either cedar
keg.
Or
oak. That'd be a keg.
Be a keg. And you ever call it a wooden bucket? Or?
Oh, it used to have wooden bucket, water bucket.
Water bucket, huh?
Yeah.
If you made it out of metal, what did you call it? The old tin?
Old tin bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have made out of cedar, wooden bucket.
Water cedar bucket. Mostly. Uh-huh. And in the kitchen, what do you call the thing that you turn the water off and on with?
Faucet.
And if you had one outside the house here for a hose, you call that a...
Speaking of it.
When you used to keep syrup in barrels, and you wanted to draw off some syrup, could you turn them? Call that a...
Call that a faucet.
That's a faucet, too. Uh-huh. And when you go to the store now and you buy a few cans of food, they put it in what so you can carry it home?
In a paper bag, in a box.
But in the old days when you would buy, I suppose you grew your own chicken feed, didn't you? But people in town who would buy chicken feed 100 pounds at a time, what kind of a bag or a sack would that be?
In a 100-pound bag, they'd have it in a white cloth bag.
What did they call a white cloth bag? Is that what they used to call a croaker sack?
No, not that white, even croaker's a burlap.
Croaker's a burlap.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they had a long time ago, they didn't have croaker sack.
The white sack, I wonder what they call that. You'd make clothes out of it, if you
were. Yeah.
See, I've got some, that's not a guana sack.
Yeah, used to have guano sacks and burlap too, but all that's done away with. You pay for 100-pound bag.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be 200.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a toe sack?
Toe sack, yeah, that's what they call them, burlap, toe sack.
Uh-huh. So the rough kind of sack was always either toe or croaker. They say crocus or croaker?
Croaker sack.
Croaker.
Made out of, I don't know what it's made out of.
Uh-huh. And you ever hear anybody play a musical instrument and blow into it?
Harp, yeah.
And how about the kind that he used to hold up and...
Juice harp.
Juice harp. And when you made some homemade equipment for children to play on, how did you refer to that? If you had a board, just a support, and a child here and a child there, and
a seesaw.
Seesaw. Uh-huh. And if you put it on a post and it went around.
You call that a flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny. Uh-huh. And you want to sharpen your knife?
Tone.
What kind of?
You call it a wet rock.
Wet rock.
Flying rock.
And would you describe some wooden fences that you used to have in the old
rail
days?
Rail fence, yes.
Rail fence. And you ever hear those called worm fences?
You call them a worm reel with the building of